healthy living over the festive season. And Shonisani, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to our listeners. Thank you for having me this wonderful morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Shonisani, let's get into it. Healthy living over the festive season, why is it important?
Yes, that's a very good question, because now many people are going on holiday and also they will be feeling the holiday spirit. And with this time, many people, they think that they can eat and drink whatever and also to worry less about the consequences of eating unhealthier diet. Unhealthier diet, also avoiding exercise and even smoking, it does seem like a normal during this time, but also in the long term, it does have consequences, because at this time, because people are eating another food that are high in fat, they end up gaining weight and also they don't participate in physical activity, which in the long run will put them at the risk of developing a non-communicable disease. So we don't have to do this, because remember, we also have this consequence that we need to deal with. So at the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, we encourage everyone to enjoy the festive season in a healthier, balanced way, but still having fun as well as enjoying the occasional treat there and there, but without compromising the long-term well-being.
Right.
So we can do this by making a commitment and make it an investment in our future, as well as to support a long, active, healthier life. After all, falling into an unhealthy habits over the holiday, it also does make it hard to get back on track, because remember, we work hard throughout the year to eat healthy, to lose weight, but just within a period of 2 to 3 weeks, you end up eating unhealthy, which means also it's going to be difficult for you beginning of 2026 to again start from a clean slate where you are eating healthier.
Right. Well, that makes sense. And Shonisani, can you share some healthy eating tips with us and how to kind of stay on track during the holiday season?
Yes, I can. Eating healthier diets that includes a wide variety of food, it's very important, because it's not only for staying well today, but also to prevent a future disease, including a cardiovascular disease, diabetes. So we can do this by eating fruits and vegetables, which they provide us with important vitamins and minerals that help our body function properly, as well as to prevent deficiency disease. Also, these are fruits and vegetables. They also contain fiber content, which also support healthier digestion, prevent constipation, and also to even help lower cholesterol. We also need to include our carbohydrates or starchy food, which needs to be a brown or whole grains, because this food also they contains fiber. We can include foods such as oats, our brown or whole wheat bread, brown rice, which is much better when we compare with refined alternative like white bread. We also need to incorporate our low-fat or fat-free dairy products, including things like amasi, our milk, unsweetened yogurt, because the low-fat dairy products, they help us with provide vitamin D and calcium, which will help to build stronger bones, and also it will also helps with reducing the risk of getting osteoporosis. We also need to include our protein-rich foods like our beans, our fish, as well as our skinless chickens and lentils, because these kind of sources, they are much healthier because they have less fat compared to fatty cuts, as well as chicken skin. It's also very important during this time that we also need to be mindful of our fat intake, because too much fat, it can raise the risk of cardiovascular disease, increase our risk of being obesity, because fat usually contributes 2 times the energy that you would have gotten if you were to eat carbohydrate sources of fruits and vegetables. And also it can put a person at risk of diabetes. But also with fat, we also still need to consider healthier fats that are found in vegetable oil, soft top margarines, nuts, seeds, as well as avocado, because these ones, they are beneficial for heart health and brain health when eaten in moderation. It's also important that we also limit our food that are high in salt, sugar, and fat, such as takeaway, fried fruits, or processed snacks and sugary drinks, because these ones, they can significantly increase the risk of lifestyle-related disease like your heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, obesity, and diabetes. So overall, during this festive season, it's all about eating a balanced diet in moderation, but still having a smaller treats there and there, but staying mindful about what you are consuming.
And Shonisani, now you're at home for the festive season. It's easy to snack, whether you're bored or because the food's right there. Can you walk us through which snacks are definitely no-nos and maybe some healthy alternatives that we could use instead?
When you're at home, because most of the time you're surrounded with food and you're not busy, I think many of us, we found food more interesting and we just eat without being mindful, because we also forget that all these small bites that we take in between when you're at home doing the work or just sitting, they do count up, as well as end up being providing you with more energy than you would have gotten if you eat a proper healthier meal. So this doesn't mean that we shouldn't indulge in treats, but we need to do it for special occasions, as well as to keep portions smaller and also truly savor them. There are also many easier as well as delicious healthier swaps that one can take. For example, instead of one taking a sugar-laden soft drinks, you can choose a sugar-free alternative, or even better, you can choose water that's infused with lemon, mint, and ice, because this also will keep you hydrated compared to sugary full sweets, sugary drinks. The other alternative, instead of having sweets, a person can also choose to have like summer fruits like your watermelon, the grapes, as well as mangoes, because these ones as well, they do have quite a lot of water to keep you hydrated, as well as give you vitamins and minerals. Instead of having bought Simba chips, one can enjoy homemade popcorn, because these ones, they will be having less salt, and as well as you'll be able to control the amount of oil or fat that you're going to use to make the popcorn. And also the other thing that we can replace, like if you try and avoid high-fat snacks like your samosa, your pies, we can swap this with whole wheat crackers and a reduced-fat cheese, or even lighten your favorite recipes by using a phyllo pastry and baking instead of frying. You can also prepare healthier treats at home, such as your oats cookies, your whole wheat pancakes filled with fruits and vegetable, which you can also make it fun as well as wholesome options when children are craving something sweet. For ideas, people can also visit our website, because we do have a recipe books that does have like desserts or snacks option that are healthier alternative.
And Shonisani, many people find it difficult to ensure that their children eat healthy foods over the holidays. Do you have any practical tips for parents to make nutritious choices easier and more appealing to the little ones?
When it comes to children, we need to be mindful that children, most of the time, they don't do what we are telling them or advising them. They often copy what their parents are doing. And also, it's important to remember this: when they're at home, it's easier for them to choose a second fizzy drinks, because most of the time, also, if your parents is choosing something sweet or unhealthy snacks, they will also follow in the same route, because they will see their parents doing so. They wouldn't think that there is any harmful consequences for drinking unhealthier food. So we need, as a parent, to start by living a healthier, balanced lifestyle, as well as modeling good habits. You can help your child develop this from a younger age, because it will help them as well to develop a happier and a healthier future. So we can start by helping the children to eat healthier snacks by preparing them, as well as involving them when it comes to buying fruits and vegetables during grocery for the family, planning the snacks as well as meals for the day. Because when children feel like they are involved, they will also feel like they will also eat those food that they've prepared, because they know that it's something that they've made themselves. So you can start this by making a healthier versions of cookies, a pancake, rusk, or muffin, as well as an offering interesting nutritious drink that can help the little ones satisfied. You can also maintain your children's, it's also important to maintain your children's usually long-term routine during the holidays, because this is beneficial. Because when you don't maintain, it's easier for them to skip meals. And when they skip meals, they end up eating unhealthier snack because they will be hungry. But when you keep to the routine, like the one that you do during the school time, it will also make sure that they are eating regular small meals throughout the day, which will make them not to have cravings for sweeter things because they will be full. It's also important that you still pack your fruits or the meals for the day for them, to make it easier for them to know what they're eating for breakfast, for snacks, for lunch and supper, because that will also help them to know that they already have options that they can choose, instead of them starting to wonder what they need to eat. It's also important that we also give them a different rainbow colors of fruits and vegetable, cut them into different shapes, so that at least we can help them to increase their intake of fruits and vegetables.
Right. And then, Shonisani, what advice would you give listeners to help them stay active and increase their exercise levels during the holidays? Because you probably find people just want to sit down.
It's also important that during this holiday period, we also maintain our physical activity levels. We live in a beautiful world, but yet many of us are not fully appreciating the natural wonders around us. So the other thing as well, when it comes to exercise, it doesn't have to be a chore. It can also be a fun way to explore as well as enjoy the surroundings. The things that we can do as a family is that we can take our kids or our whole family for a walk. We can go for a hike. We can also enjoy a family run or picnic as well as play sports together. Also, when you do this activity, it doesn't have to be things that are hectic. We can also make it a family activity because it will also be giving us a benefit of bonding as a family instead of doing it alone. The health guidelines, they recommend that an adult should have at least 30 minutes of physical activity at least 5 times a week, which will equivalent to 150 minutes a week. And the children, they should aim for 60 minutes daily of physical activity. It's also important that exercise as well helps to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And also to note that before you can partake in any physical activity, please check with your doctor if you have any cardiovascular disease or any conditions, so that they can check that the physical activity that you want to do, it also will help, or it will also be something that your health can be able to take.
Indeed, you know, be careful there. And then many people turn to quick fixes to shed the weight gained over the festive season. Those are the people that haven't listened to what we're saying at the moment. But are these approaches safe, and could they be harmful?
The reason why I think I said earlier on that it's not good for us to eat unhealthy, knowing that we'll deal with it later on, because most of the people, when they've consumed unhealthy diet, they end up gaining weight. Then, beginning of the year, they'll want something to quick fix. And unfortunately, when it comes to this, they do promise a repeat weight loss through unhealthy and sometimes even dangerous method. The examples of diet that are unhealthy include the soup diet or the blood type group diet or even a ketogenic diet. The problem with the diet is that they are nutritionally incomplete, meaning that your body doesn't get essential nutrients it needs to function properly, because usually it only focuses on one food group and also avoiding the others. The other thing as well with the thing, they also encourage a cycle of starving as well as binging, which can be harmful, and also frequent your dieting, which may actually lead to weight gain over time. The other thing that I've also with this diet is that there are monitors, which means that also you won't be getting some of the nutrients that you would have gotten if you were to eat all food groups, but in moderation. So it's important that for us from the beginning, we adopt a healthier diet and a lifestyle, which is more safer and more effective approach. When you person adopt a healthier diet while watching their portion size, they can be able to lose weight at a healthier pace of about 0.5 to 1 kg per week of weight loss. Primarily also, they won't be losing the muscle or the water, but they will be losing the fat, because when you do the quick fix diet, most of the time you lose your muscle and water and not losing the fat. That's why in the long term, you will gain up that weight back. So a balanced diet also offers variety, and also it allows a person to enjoy many different food, making it easier for you to stick with it. And also you become less likely to become boring because you will be eating different food in moderation. So it's also important that we maintain a healthier eating plan that will also help us to keep our weight loss for a longer period.
Makes sense. And Shonisani, have you got a summary for us? What are the most important things that we need to remember?
The most important things to remember for a healthier, balanced life are simple but powerful. This includes eating a nutritious and varied diet, exercise regularly to keep your body strong and active, avoiding smoking or vaping, or to protect your overall health, as well as make time to relax and recharge in between, because now it's a time where it's very busy. So we also need time to relax and recharge, because our body as well, they need to rest. So by keeping these habits in mind, a person can be able to enjoy the festive season and beyond while supporting their heart health and a long-term well-being.
Makes sense. Shonisani, last question. Where can listeners find more information and resource material from the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
Listeners can find more information on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can call us on 021-422-1586 for more information, or if they need to speak to one of our healthcare professionals. We also need to remember that we need to also eat healthier for a long term, for the long term health benefits. People can also go to our website, where we do have a braai edition booklet that the one can use to prepare a marinades or sauces or salad that you can use during this festive season. All the recipes in our booklets, they are healthier alternative, but also we still need to keep in mind that moderation is very important when it comes to portion size.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you so much to our listeners. Have a great week ahead.
Great. Thank you very much there. That's Shonisani Nepalama, nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation.